Okay, let's start Kilayim Daf Pei Gimel. And Daf number 83, this is the second to last Daf here in Maseches Kilayim. And we get to some of the nitty-gritty basics for Kilay Begadim, what we call Shanis, which again, as we remember, is the topic of this last parak, the ninth parak of Maseches Kilayim. We got to the Mishnah yesterday, so we're on the bottom of Pei Beis Mabeis. And the Mishnah tells us, here Alacha Hey, the Mishnah tells us, in Aser Mishum Kilayim Ela Tavui the Arig. So as background to this, we know the word in the Torah that means Kilayim Begadim is Shatnez. So what is the word Shatnez? So Rashi quotes a number of times in his commentary, Shua Tavui Nuz. Right? Those three processes in the making of Begadim. And there is a major machlokas Rishonim, whether you need all three processes to be Kilayim Daraisa, or any one of the processes could already be Kilayim Daraisa. What are the Shua Tavui Venus? And we're going to go into the Gemara with the Shita of the Rambam, as we'll see. Shua is some type of smoothing. Right, I could take wool and linen that grew, the raw fibers of the raw and the linen that grow, and I smooth it out. I take a comb and I smooth it, and it's described that you pour hot water on it. But that's the first stage of the processing of the fibers, making it into usable material to make clothing from, is shua. So there are those Rishonim, as we'll see, that hold that any one of these creates kilayim. Let's say if I would smooth out the fibers of wool and linen together, take those, that would create kilayim. Again, there's no isser of making kilayim. There's an isser of wearing kilayim. But that would have the status, even if the fibers are only smoothed out together, that would create kilayim, where there would be an isser ha'alah and an isser levisha. So that's the first stage, shua, smoothing out the raw fibers. Then after that, that's shua. Then you have tavui, and then you have nuz. Right? Tavui is the weaving, making those smooth fibers that we now have into threads. I have this. I take the raw wool and I smooth it. And after I smooth it or comb it, which is menapetz, the malacha on Shabbos, and then I make it into threads, and then finally after that, I weave those threads together. Right, those are the three processes of making the begadim. Again, the shua, the smoothing, and the combing, tavui, the making into threads, tevia, and we also have that by Hilchas Tzitzis, whether you need tevia lishma, making the threads, besides the tliya on the beged, but tviya is the middle, and the nuz is the making it into a thread. So this is a major machlokas. Rashi, in a few places, in Yevamos on Daf Hey, Nida Samach Aleph, I'll read it from Nida Samach Aleph. Rashi says, all three are done to the tzemer and the pishtim together. Right, that's what creates kilayim. You take the tzemer and the pishtim, you smooth them, and then you make threads together, and then you weave them. That is Rashi Samach Aleph Mabez. Rashi says, "V'rabbanan hu degazer ba'arig b'lo shua v'tavui." Right, so to say that all of them are woven together, all these three processes are done on the tzemer and the pishtim together in order to create kilayim daraisa. There's a lot of kilayim derabbanan. If only one of these or so, let's say you smooth it out separately and then you make it into threads separately and then you just weave it together, so that would be kilayim derabbanan. But Rabbeinu Tam says no. Rabbeinu Tam quoted there in Tosfos and the Shita of the Ramban also in Vayikra that no, this is talking about all three are done separately. The wool is smoothed and sewn together, smoothed and woven put together, woven together. And then once you have these strings that are created separately, then putting it together creates kilayim. That's Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam. First Rabbeinu Tam, I'll read this as Tosfos Samach Aleph Beis Nida. Demida Raisa, Shanis Dichsiv. Ad sheyet shua tavui venuz, shua kol echa levado, v'cheinami tavui, v'cheinuz levado. Right? Each of the wool and the linen are each created separately. They are smoothed and made into strings and twined into thicker thread separately. So far, nothing's the matter. That's normal creating a begadim. Then you take those fully processed strings and then you put it together. That's the problem. And then you put it together to be mechaber, that is kilayim daraisa, and that's the Ramban. The Ramban also says that in Vayikra, in Yutes Yutes, again, there's a long Ramban there, he says, Zeo din Torah, avachachamim asru, afilu mashe eno asui, elo be'echen mehem, o shavua, o tavui, o nuz, vakol, the earlier part, I'm sorry. Aval ha'inyan, shekol beged anasem mechut, shehu shua tavui v'shazur, lo nilbashato kilayim shehu erivin. Right, don't wear kilayim, don't wear it together. After each of these threads had these processes done to it separately. Shatzemer v'pishtim shekol min mehem, shua tavui v'anuz bifnei atzmo, lo nechabrim yachtav, ki yachtav hu kilayim. Right, and that's the Rabbeinu Tam. So again, that's to do these processes done together. That's what some Rishonim say, Rashi, that you do Shavua Tavu Avanuz to the Tzemer and the Pishtim together. That's what creates the Kilayim. Or no, you make these threads separately. You make the wool separately with these three processes, and you make the linen separately with these three processes, and then you put them together. That's Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban. One final machlokes, and this relates to our Mishnah here, and that is the Gemara there in Nita Samach Aleph seems to have the maskana that only if you do all of them is it Shatnez Daraisa. Only if you do all of them. However you do all of them, separately or together, you have to do all of them. But if you look in the Rambam in Kilayim, and you look in the some other Rishonim, the Rambam seems to say that no, even any one of them, and that's what how we're going to read our Gemara today, as we'll see. Even if you just do Shua or Tavui or Nuz, any one of them already is Kilayim Daraisa. There is a question of the Pirush Mishnayos of the Rambam. He seems to have been Chozer Bo. The Rambam, we have the old Pirush Mishnayos, and the Rambam is Chozer Bo. The original Kilayim, the Rambam seems to paskin like the Gemara Nita Samach Aleph, which you need all three. And then he quotes, V'zeh psak nachon, this is what the Rav Kapach puts this is the old version. Zeh psak nachon she'ein bo safek, v'hu lashon ha-Talmud, that you need all three. V'im timsa l'misha hu dvarim ha-cholkim al zeh, al yikanes b'libcha safek, Shehu shachach halashon ahu ha'amur b'gemara nida. Whoever argues with this is because he forgot the Gemara. And that's what we have in the regular Pirush Mishnayos. Uvekvar chazer bo rabbeinu umacha kol zeh v'tikin kelefaneinu. And Rav Kapach says, the Rambam was chozer bo and fixed it. Now let's go to what Rav Kapach brings. Rav Kapach says, v'zeh davka b'kelayim shel Torah, she'enu nikra kelayim ad shi ela ad shi yukvo kol shloshes hadrachim ha'elu. You have to have all three. V'kol mashe zula zeh, if you don't have all three, arehu kilayim midivrei sofrim. V'chein kasvu ksas min ha-ga'onim. V'zeh etzli bilti nachon, ala kol echad mehem kilayim shel Torah. There are those that say you need all three. The Rambam says, no, you need any one of them. V'oz v'al lashon ha-kasav v'gemara nida, eino lashon ha-talmud ala pirush. And that, the Gemara, the end of the Gemara nida, Samach Aleph, that it talks about Marzutra and what he paskins, that was added on after the Gemara was already finished. That was added on by the Gaonim. That's not part of the Gemara. So there is a controversy here in the discussion of the Rambam. But the Rambam clearly, according to the Rav Kapach, Chazara, that any one of them. And that's what he seems to say in the Mishnah Torah. In the Mishnah Torah, in the Hilchos Kilayim, in the 10th Perek, the Rambam seems to say, any chibur is daraisa. I'll read the Rambam, and then we'll do the Mishnah. Yud Beis, Perek Yud Halacha Beis, Rachel Baz Eis Tzemer Shelah, Ein Lokan Olam Shem Kilayim, Aval Aser Hu Midevrei Mebnei Maris Ayin. Kivan Shenischaber HaTzemer Im HaPishtim, Tzad Chibur Ba'olam. If the Tzemer and the Pishtim are put together, any type of connection between them, Harizah Kilayim and HaTorah. That's kilayim daraisa. Any type of chibur, which sounds like even if you just do one little, any of the processing, you smooth them together, you string them together, anything. Ketzad, tzemer upishtim shetarfan zebazeh. Vishaosan, you smooth them together. I take raw fibers of wool and linen, and I smooth them together. That's all I do. I smooth it together with a comb. Va'asa mehem levadin are elu kilayim. And I make levadin felt, so that's going to be kilayim, even if I only did one process. Tarfan v'tavo sam ke'echad va'arak be'aga b'tavo here is a kilayim. The Ravid there says, levadim einam en ha'torah she'einam tavin al-shua bilvat. The Ravid says, you only did one process. That's the Rabbanan. But the Mefarshim, the Kesavish, the Radvaz says, yeah, because the Rambam rejects the Gemara Nida, Samach Aleph, with the Maskana seems to be that you need all three. The Rambam must reject that. And the Radvaz says, like we just saw in the Kapach, Eino Milashana Gemara, V'chulu, when he quotes the different versions of the Pirush Mishnayos. Okay, with that background, oh, one other source, can't not say it. Tshuvis Minashamayim. There is a little Sefer by one of the Baalei HaTosfos called Tshuvis Minashamayim that he asked he in his visions, right, written by Rabbi Yaakov Mimarus, I don't know how to pronounce it, and he asked, he had a chalom, he asked all of his, not all, but a number of his halacha questions to Malach. Nobody, the later poskim, wonder, could you paskin based on this? Nobody argues that he didn't get this vision. Nobody says that. But they just argue about, lo bashamayim hi, and maybe it should have been done. Right? One of the more famous tshuvas, again, I don't think any of these are famous, but we'll make one famous, in the Simon Gimel, he quotes, Tfilin Rabbeinu Tam, Tfilin of Rashi. What do you do? Right? What do you do, Tfilin Rashi, Tfilin Rabbeinu Tam? Ki yesh b'achachabim omrim havayis be'emsa. V'me'achlepsulos. But what's the machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam? The order of the parshios in the tefillin. So what should you do? V'achachachabim omrim havayis kesidron. So, the ata melech melachim, tzaveilu malachecha akadoshim lehodieni, halacha kedivrei mi, v'divrei mi ata mechabev. Rahashem, please tell your malachim to tell me, what do you like? Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. V'heishivo, and the answer I received, they're all short tshuvas, like six-line tshuvas. Eilu ve'eilu divrei lukim chayim. Ukemachokas lamatakach machokas lamala. Whoa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, Havayis Be'emsa. V'chol Pamlai Shomala Omrim, Havayis Kesidron. It's unbelievable. You quote some machlokas between Hashem and the Malachim about whether Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. V'chu asher diber Hashem b'krovai HaKadosh v'alpeh yidei kolon me'kaved, v'zek fodo, b'yos parshas malchus shemayim tchila. Okay? That's Simon Gimel. But in Simon Pe'alef, v'od sha'alti al inyin shatnez, sheyesh b'na omrim o shavua o tavui onuz, some say that it's any one of the processes creates kelaim daraisa. V'yesh omrim, shua tavui vanuz, kulam ke'echan, mihu divar ha'emes. And others say, no, you need all of them. So what's the answer? So he quotes off three lines, but I don't understand what the answer is. But even v'heshivo, he says, it's a chok. Okay, doesn't answer the question. He says, chuka chokak ha'melach ha'kadosh, v'gaz gzeira gazar. Hashem made a chok. Okay, Shadis is a chok. V'kach shamano baskol menahemes kiyona. We hear a baskol crying out, Tamava omeris, Shmua shamano meis Hashem. V'tzir bagoyim sholei achaman izgava lovshim malbush nachri. He gets upset about those who are wearing non-Jewish clothing. At least from these words, I didn't understand what the answer was. But either way, we have a machlokas rishonim, and tshuvas min hashamayim, fascinating sefer. Okay, so now we get back to the Mishnah. So in Aser Mishnah, Kilayim el Tavui va'arig. So Kilayim is only, you need a real connection, any real connection. So Tavui, Tavui means the second stage. Remember we said Shua Tavui Arig. Shua is smooth together. Tavui is spun together into thread. Arig is we take those threads and you sew those threads into either thicker threads or you just tie two different threads and you make a knot. So ain aser el mishum kilah. So aser only they have to be spun together or woven together. Shenemar lo sil bashatnis. As it says, don't wear shatnis. Davar shehu shua tavui venuz. Those are the three processes. So again, each line is got to be figured out based on whether it's daraisa drabanan. So again, according to the Rambam, who says any one of these, he reads these as any one of these. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer naluz. Umeliz, what's that last lashon of nose? Meliz, nolos umeliz is means es aviv avisha b'shamayim alav. You try to somebody who is doing this aveira is distancing themselves from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Nolos meliz marafolda akum umaakem crooked. You're making crooked darke avisha b'shamayim alav. That's where the word comes from. Right? The news, we say, means woven together, but it also is a play on words that one is distancing themselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu by acting in this type of behavior, right? Well, you might say, because what kind of hana are you getting? Right? We say shanis is a chok. Somebody doesn't have a taiva to wear shanis. Somebody eats not kosher. Somebody violates most other averis. Right? The Gemara says ein adam choti v'lo lo. Right? Nobody does sins unless they get something out of it. I guess some pleasure out of it. So you can say that by almost all averis, you're getting something out of it. So your yitzhara overcame you, and you did it. But shanis, somebody has a taiva to wear shanis. That's why the Gemara says, this is Bistama, just anti-HaKadosh Baruch Hu, anti-God, right? Rebelling against God, that's nalos umelis. They are forfeiting and wantonly, brazenly rejecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nalos umelis. We talk about the difference between chukim and mishpatim. Chukim and mishpatim. Interesting, Rambam. We haven't mentioned this Rambam in a long time. The Rambam in the beginning of Pirkei Avos has, we know, 8 prakim, known as Shmona Prakim. That's the Hakdama to Pirkei Avos. And then he talks all about different elements in Midos and Ashkafa. The Rambam has three or four major Hakdamas. He has a smaller one, only like 5 pages, to introduce Mishnah Torah, where he talks about the Misora. He has Hakdama to all of Pirsh Mishnayos, which is basically the background of Torah Shebaal Peh. Right, the beginning of he talks all about different categories of Torah Shebaal Peh and the order of Mesechtas. So he has Akdama to all of Mishnah, Akdama to Perish of Mishnah. Then he has an introduction to the second to last parak of Sanhedrin, where Akdama to Chelek, and that's where he talks about Olam Haba and the Yud Gimli Karim, Vechulu. And then he has Akdama to Pirkei Avos, where he talks about Midos and Derech Eretz, and what you would think Pirkei Avos is about. So in the 6th parak out of 8, he talks about, is it better to have a Taiva to do the Avera and overcome, or is it better to not even want to do the Avera? Like, what's the highest level? Even if I have a taiva, I'm like, I'm not doing it because Hashem told me not to do it. That's a pretty high level. If I have a taiva not to do an Avera, and I overcome and I don't do it. Or is it a higher level to not even have the taiva? What the Rambam calls a Moshel B'Yitzro or a Chassin Me'ula. Which one is a higher level? And he says, at first, this is a machlokes between the philosophers and the rabbis. He says, the philosophers say that it's better not to even have a taiva, right? He says, "Shamoshav amaru ha-philosophim, shamoshav anafsho, avabisha osa maisim atovim ha-chashuvim, hu osa osamu mis'avel pulos ha-roz, v'nichsav alev yichbosh es yitzro, v'yachkoch ala pulosa v'chulu, aval ha-chassid, shu nimshach pulosa achar masha te'ireo tavasu t'chunaso, ha-chassid, v'u mis'avel v'nichsav alev, u ba'askama min ha-philosophim, Shachasid Yoser Chashuv, V'Yoser Shalim, and Amoshel Benavsho. The philosophers say it's a higher level to not even have a taiva to do the wrong thing, to condition oneself to do the right thing. And the rabbis, no, there are many chazals that say, you know, Efshi V'Efshi, I should say, I'm a human being, I want to have this taiva, I want to have this, but I overcome and don't do it for Hashem. So the Rambam, after quoting this machlokes, he says, no machlokes. Shneim emes, vei machlokes b'emenem klau. The Rambam puts together, makes shalom between the philosophy and the Torah, and he says it depends on the type of aveira you're talking about. What we would call chukim or mishpatim, or the Rambam, shimios and sichlios. By the chukim, like we're talking about here, shatnez, then you could say, you know, I want to eat pasav chalav. Okay, maybe a person has a type of for a cheeseburger. There's no logical reason that cheeseburger should be usher. So, there the Rambam says that Moshe Benafsho is a higher level. But shimios, what murder, stealing, right? Those types of averis, of course, a chasin meula is on the higher level. And interesting, he gives examples of shimios and sichlios, right? So sichlios, the ones that make sense, the sichlios, the Rambam says, murder, stealing, ripping people off, damage. Shvichas damim gedeva gzela ona la hezek lemisha lo hera lo v'ligmo ra lemetev lo ulavazos avaim. Right, and to be Zion of parents. So all of those are sichlios. Then the Rambam has examples of shimios, chukim. What are examples of chukim? Basa b'chalav, levisha shatnez, arayos. Interesting, all arayos. All arayos are chukim, right? Maybe some arayos. But the 3 examples that he has are basa b'chalav, shatnez, and arayos. So again, getting back to our Gemara, so our Gemara says that noluzu melez dafka, when somebody is wearing shatnez, they're rejecting and distancing God. Pasha's because this is there's no reason for this. Generally, people You know, might have a taiva for it, but, you know, maybe by Basel Chalav, Shan is a little more tricky to have a taiva for it. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah. So now I'm going to read this Mishnah according to the Shitas. Again, both Shitas have to work out this Mishnah, but we're going to read according to the Shitas that say any one of the processes is Asa Daraisa, like the Rambam Shita. Levadin is felt, where only the smoothing takes place. Right? Three stages. Smoothing, making it into threads, and then weaving them together. So, alavadim asur b'deshei shuin. Levadin are asur because they are smooth together. They're smoothed on the ground together. So, if you do that together with the wool and the linen, that already makes it usur to wear. Or if you do it separately to each of them and then you put it together, that's already processed enough to be kilayim. Again, according to the other Rishonim, they would say, oh, this means it's usur to Rabbanon because you did one of them. Pif shel tzemer, bishal pishtan, usur. Pif is a little string or a rope, a woolen rope with pishtan, with linen, usur. That's like a belt because that's arig, right? That's stage two. That's you weave them together into strings, right? So that would also be usur. If you just take the strings and weave them together and make them into a belt, that would be usur to wear. Rabbi Yossi Omer, mishichos shel arig asuros. Mishichos are purple belts of wool that are woven together. Asuros, you can't wear it on a linen robe. You take a woolen belt on a linen robe that can't be worn. Why? Because usually you tie on with a couple of strings, you attach the belt to the robe. You know, sometimes we have belts, you put it through the loops and it's not attached. But sometimes you get like a bathrobe that it's connected. It's connected to the back. Sometimes kittels, they have the belt like attached. So here, says Rabbi Yossi, these are usually attached somehow, and that's why it's going to be usur mishum kilayim. Good. Lo yikshar seret shel tzemer bishel pishtan lach garbo es masnav afal bisharitzua beemsa. Interesting line. What does this mean? You can't take, this is also like a belt, but you can't make a belt with wool and pishtan even if they are not touching. Let's say I have a belt. I have a section of wool, a section of leather, and then a section of linen. So is that allowed to wear? So the Mishnah says it's also to wear that. Why? Why is it also to wear? Why? The push-up shot, you might say, because even though you have a leather in the middle, when you tie the belt together, the two ends, one's wool, one's linen. That's why it's a problem. Again, you have three sections. You have wool, and then leather, and then linen. So the wool and the linen aren't touching each other when you have the belt. But once you put it on, and you tie the front of the belt so it stays on you, you're tying the wool and the linen together. So that's why it's a problem to wear such a belt. That is what the Rush and the Rashba seem to say, how they understand this Mishnah. But if you look at the Rambam seems to say, even if you don't tie, what if the two ends are not wool and linen? Let's say you have a section of wool, a section of leather, a section of linen, a section of, that they're all, the two ends, one's leather and one's linen. Meaning the two ends are not wool and linen. It's still usur because it's wearing shatness. Even though the shatness, there's wool and there's linen in this baguette, even if they're not touching each other, but they're on one baguette, and when you tie it together, you're wearing a baguette with semer and pishtim in it, so that would be a bigger chiddush. That's what the Mara Fulta here quotes this. Lo yikcher seret, lo yase chagura shel semer v'chagura shel pishtim yikshim zeh bazeh, af al pi sharitzua shel or be'emsa. Right, even if the ritzu is in the middle, because you're going to tie the two ends together. It doesn't say dafka, you're going to tie the Mara Fulda might be referring to the other shita. You're going to tie the two ends together, that's going to be tzemer pishtan. It's not clear. But the Rambam says here, the Pirush Mishnayis, even if you have the leather in the middle, and you're not tying it together, that would still be a problem. The Rambam says, "Umi Amri the Pirush Mishnayis. We cannot alamed she'asur lit for beged shel tzemer im beged shel pishtan afilu b'chut meshi o tzemer gefen. Even if you're connecting them with something that's not right, something cotton or silk, something like that. Who do we passing like? This is a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Rama. The Rama says the minhag is l'hakel. The Rama says the minhag is l'hakel. Simin shin in the Shulchan Aruch says the." Says the Shulchan Aruch, he quotes this case. Ritzua sherosha achas shel tzemer vashniyah shel pishtan. If you have a belt, one end is wool and one end is linen. Asur lachar ba, you can't tie it together. Because when you put on the belt, the two ends are tied together. Aval. In beemtzisa tzemer b'makam echad upishta b'makam acher ve'enam zeitzel zemuter ulefi zemuter lachaber orus aturus b'pishta tachas tzemer pigdei tzemer v'chul, and he continues even though you have two on the same belt. Ula harambam says the Shulchan Aruch calls it kelaim in a Torah afilu nasan tzemer upishta b'sakol b'kupa v'karchana v'kelaim daraisa. The Rama says v'aminog kisvara rishona. The minog is the more mekel shita of not, even if they're not touching, if they're not being tied together, then it would be okay. Even if you have some linen and some wool in the bag, but you know for sure that they're not touching each other and they're not woven together, then it will be mutter. Okay. Last line. Oso sagradim ba'oso zakopsim asuras vishum kelayim. If a dry cleaner ties in a name tag to the shirt or the whatever they have for you, that would be a problem because they're tying it in. Even though it's a temporary tie, you might take it off when you get it back from the dry cleaner. That's a problem. Asur b'shem kelayim. Again, asur b'shem kelayim, that means if you wear it. If you wear it, it's asur b'shem kelayim. Period. Nisni. So now the Gemara. So if you look back in the Mishnah, we had examples of almost every case. If you only did shua, if you only did tavui, right? The first case we had. In the case Levadim was just the first stage, and that's also Daraisa. Let's say according to the Rambam, you have the pif, the rope, which was only also the second stage. So Gemara is going to ask now, why do you need examples of the Mishnah of all three? You have an example that any one of these processes is usur. What, just say one? So the Gemara is going to basically answer, no, because each of these are three different processes of being together, and if you only had one, you wouldn't have known that the other one is usur Daraisa. Again, we're still reading the Mishnah, the Gemara, and the Mishnah, like the Rambam, that any one of the processes is asa daraisa. So we're going to switch a couple of these girsos to fit in. Nisni shua, follow nisni tavui. Why don't you just give the example of smooth together and not spun together? Right? Just say the example of levadin. So the Gemara says, ilu taninan shua, follow taninan tavui. If you only had example of number one and not number two, havinan amrin hatavui mutter. I would have said that if they're only connected through the second stage of the processing, then it will be mutter. And matzisa lo amarke, the Mishnah didn't want you to think that, so the Mishnah doesn't say that. Ella ein aser mishum kelayim ella tavui va'arik. It says tavui and arik, any one of those. Right, that would be usur. So that's why you can't just say stage one, because you wouldn't have known that stage two by itself would have been usur, or stage three. So Gemara says, nisni shua, below nisni nuz. Why don't you just say stage one and not stage three? Right, the nuz. So again, ilu taninan shua, velo taninan nuz, if you only had stage one and not stage three, habidan amrim, halu nuz mutra. I would have thought if they're only connected through stage three, you didn't do the earlier stages, it would be mutter. And Matzisa Lomer came. The Mishnah didn't want us to think that. So the Mishnah didn't say that. Didn't leave it like that. Ella, pifshal tzemer, bishal pishtan aser, bebreishin chosrin la'arig. Because, right, that case of the rope is a separate later stage, and that is why it is mentioned in the Mishnah. Third example, nisni nuz, lo nisni shua. That's the gear. So why don't you just say stage three, right, shat niz. Just say stage three and not stage one. So ila taninan nuz velo taninan shua. If you only had stage three and not stage one, havin amrina hashua mutter. I would have thought stage one is mutter. Because what are you doing? Just smoothing them together. What kind of connection is that? And masisa lamar kain, the Mishnah didn't want us to say this. Ella halavadan asur b'neshe shua. And it says that stage one is asur because you smoothed it together. Period. Continuing. Mishicho shalakama asuros. We said these purple belts are going to be usher, these purple woolen belts are usher to put on a linen robe. So is tani tani mutaros. We have a brisa that says actually it's mutter to do that. You could put a woolen belt on a linen robe. So is this a machlokes? We'd rather not say a machlokes. So the Gemara is going to say it depends if the belt is woven on to the robe. Or it's just a loose belt which you could pick up and down. So, man to amar asuros, our Mishnah, which says that it's asur, kigon ilain tarsia, it's like the weavers, to whom machapas bay, they sew it together. So if the rope, if the belt is sewed onto the robe, so that's gonna be asur, that's kelayim. That's sewn together and you're wearing it. Man to amar mutaros, according to the one that says mutar, to who shan it's garme, v'hu nachtala. Right, we had that lashon, recently, yesterday, the day before. No, the one that says it's mutter is because it's only the belt that is holding it up And you could pull it down, you could pull it up. It's clearly a separate beged. And therefore, it's not going to be usur mishum kilayim. Right? We're in the pashup shot of wearing things. We had yesterday, or the day before, we had the idea of if you're unable to take off one without the other, maybe that connects them also. Right? Maybe that connects them also. But here, you could slip a belt off up, you could slip a belt off down. You could take the robe, pull the robe out. So anything that you could take off separately, that even if you're wearing it one on top of another, punch up shot, that is not going to be a problem of kilayim. Okay. Last Mishnah in Maseches Kilayim. The Mishnah tells us, again, Yesodos. Yesodos about what's called together. So I'm sewing two things together. Let's say Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban's Pshat, that you do all these processes separately on each one of them, and then you put them together. How strong of a connection? So I talk it, Chifa Achaz in a Chiper. Let's say you take one thread, you take a woolen thread, and you put it once through linen. One through, just so you go up and down, right, through linen, that's not a chibur. That's not a chibur for tuma, right? Tuma means if one of them becomes tame, the other one doesn't become tame, right? Ain't no chibur. Vein bo mishim kalayim, and there's no iser of kalayim. That's not a chibur. You put the thread through once. That's not called weaving or sewing together. Vashomta b'shabbos pater. And if you take out that thread on Shabbos, that would not be the malacha of korea. Right, that would not be Korea. That would be that's nothing because it wasn't a real connection. The Mefarshim, the Tiferes Yisrael on Mishnah, maybe we'll say this next time, wonders why do we talk about Korea, not Tofer? Just say if you do it on Shabbos, it's not violating Tofer. Why do you have to say if you take it out on Shabbos? Korea is usually the opposite of Tofer. Right, there are a couple of malachas that the opposites are usher. Not every opposite is usher, but some opposites, Korea and Tofer and Bona and Soser. Says if you put the thread in only once, so that is not a kilayim problem. But also shnei rosh ebetzad echad. But if you take out two heads on one side, what does that mean? That you put it in twice. You put the thread going from one direction, and then you pull it through coming back the other direction. So that's already something more sturdy. And we'll get to the Mishnah Gemara whether you have to make a knot at the end of it to make sure it doesn't just slide through. We'll get to that at Bezer in the Gemara. Chibur, so if you put two threads, put it through twice, that's a chibur for tumah. V'yesh b'mishum kelayim, and it's kelayim, v'ashomta b'shabbos chayim, and if you take that on Shabbos, that will be the macha of korea. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ashi t'shalesh. Rabbi Yehuda says, you got to do it three times. Not just twice, but three times to create the chibur. V'asak v'akupa m'sarfin l'kelayim. 10 different pshatim, what this last line of the Mishnah means. We'll just mention one pshat. It means if I have two bags, a sack and a kupa are two different types of sacks. A sack and a bag. And let's say I have a handle on the sack and the bag. One of them is made from kelayim, one of them is made from linen, and one of them is made from wool. And I somehow connect the linen and the wool, even though they're not the ikker part of the bags, of the sacks. That's going to be a problem of kelayim. Right, even though you might say it's buttel to the bag, and it's not called wool, it's not called linen, that's just like a little tiny section of the bag, that's still going to be usur mishum kilayim. That's how the Mara Folda says it. He says, mitzarfos yachad, abo mishim mechubarim l'shtei kelim, v'lo amrinan, hai l'chudei koi, v'hai l'chudei koi. These are two separate bags. You don't look at them as together, or you look at this piece as a buttel to the main part of the bag. Doesn't matter. That is a problem of kilayim. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Next time, we'll have to get to the last daf here in Maseches Kilayim.